I've just done a review of trauma bonding, and it's exactly that. It's something negative can happen with such a significant person, and it creates a bond with that person at the same time that it's a negative bonding, but it's still bondedness, and it's really hard to break away from that because of the attachment dynamics that are so complicated. And so on one hand, I think as therapists, we have to acknowledge we have to be very clear about acknowledging the bond with the person, but to not say that the behavior was okay, mm-hmm. and really make that distinction. Mm-hmm. And so that they can start seeing it, at least with the population that I work with, very often they're from families that are, and they look good on the outside, but they don't function well, as we're talking about. And I find that adds another insult to injury, and that makes it that much more difficult to sort of get to that, because they're still loyal to the family and the family representation rather than loyal to themselves. So the differentiation that you're talking about is also differentiating and beginning to make it clear to yourself that you don't have to uphold that image anymore, nor do you have to play out the message that you got.